KFYO 655, Collins and Mack. It's Friday. If you're headed to school this morning, just about every place on the planet area. In our area is about 2 hours late, except for the people in the western region of the county in shallow water.
They are on time this morning.
Of course, it's shallow water.
Ladies and gentlemen,
some delays for them.
That is the voice of Bill Cornwell. He is Bayer Crop Science, but today representing FCN, First Church of the Nazarene, the Christmas drive-thru. Now, you were saying that that shallow water's on XL.
Right. Our utilities are through XL, not LP&L.
So those are one of the. So if you're in shallow water.
Those fraudulent phone calls may be being made to people in shallow water.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay, because all of our calls go to our answering machine and we screen them.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right. First Church of Nazarene, I think this is the 18th time this has been done.
I believe so, yes.
Something like that. Okay, this is the Christmas drive through. It's called Christmas, a Never-Ending Story. Bill, tell us about it.
Well, it's actually a story of the life of Jesus from birth to death and his ascension. We have 13 scenes where the cars actually have an audio that they listen to with prompts, and they go from scene to scene to actually see live, real-life actors performing, you know, scenes of his life. Jesus healing the children, the woman at the well. We have young Jesus at the temple teaching the Pharisees. We have Pilate's court, which is one of my favorites. It's where, you know, they're making the determination on, you know, that they're going to crucify Jesus. And then you have the crucifixion scene, and obviously, you know, it goes on to the resurrection and his ascension. It's a really good fellowship. We have a lot of people from our, not just our church, but from our community, actually come and get involved. And
yeah, now, actually, if anybody that's listening would like to, you know, just kind of get involved, fellowship with people, kind of get to know some new people, you can call the church at 794-1675, and you can say, hey, you know, I'd like to be in this thing. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. You know, my wife and I first moved out here 8 years ago, and there's no way I was going to do this kind of thing. The first year we lived here, I had nothing to do with it. Second year, my wife volunteered me, and she's really good at that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
now you're in charge of the dumb thing.
Yeah, tell me about it. How'd that happen? You know, my first year I did it, I sat with young Jesus in the temple teaching the Pharisees, and there's a bunch of old guys and me, you know, and I'm not young, but I'm not old either. And the boy who played Jesus that year was Connor Clem. I'm sorry, not Connor, Cole Clem. And I'm really close with all the Clem boys, but was Cole Clem. And, you know, we sat around all night, and, you know, he did his thing where he's moving like his Jesus, but we talked about comic books, video games, you know, movies. And we had a really good time. It was a really good bonding experience. Yeah. And like I said, I'm pretty close with all the Clem boys, and just year after year, I've gotten to know other people at the church and people that don't even go to our church. And it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Here's how it works.
Drama of any kind is a great way to make friends.
It is.
When you pull up, you want to enter from Spur 327 to Chicago side.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pull up, what's going to happen? You're going to get a CD. You're going to pop it in. Well, you know, they're going to tell you what to do. But when you start driving through, you pop the CD in and you just drive through and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have a new twist this year, I think. Thursday and Friday, we have Mr. Leighton Knox Jr. from the thriving metropolis of Tahoka, Texas, has built this wonderful train.
Yeah, it's cool.
And we're actually going to have an open air. I think it's got three or four cars on it. Five? Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
It probably holds 50, 60 people.
It holds a lot of people. I'd say at least 30 or more.
Yeah, this is something when you pull up, it's not one of those little things where they cut the side out of a plastic barrel and you have to, you know, squeeze your butt in there. This is really kind of a real deal. And it's neat. So they're going to have an open air drive through in express lane. So you have a park and ride. And I think what's happening is at Second B across the street, you park at Second B and the train picks you up over there.
And it drives you through it and, you know, gives you an opportunity to, you know, to experience it. A lot better than driving through your car with your windows up. I mean, because a lot of people do that.
You know what I really like about that is that it you know, the birth of Christ that we celebrate at Christmas time, that's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it is. The beginning of the story. And so the fact that you guys go through the whole life of Jesus, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Tells the whole story.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Why we have
Yours truly will be in that. But, you know, I when it comes to drama, Laura's all about everything in drama-wise. You know, she was in Les Mis.
Right.
You know, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Do you see her signing up for our deal?
Of course not. I don't know why,
but
not yet.
It could
not yet.
Could happen.
Not yet.
Hey, Bill Cornwell, FCN. If somebody wants some information, you got a phone number for us?
Yes, I do. It is 806-794-1675.
Well, 794-1675, FCN, 6110 Chicago Avenue, Spur 327, just outside the loop.